NASA boasted this week that its spacecraft Voyager 1 has definitively left our solar system. Voyager 1, which was launched in September 1977, has now, quote, set sail in the cosmic seas between the stars. On board is a gold-plated phonograph disc containing multicultural greetings, music, as well as images. And maybe someday, somewhere, there will be an extraterrestrial life form intelligent enough to make sense of all that stuff. Which got us thinking, what would happen if Voyager 1 actually made contact with aliens? Paul Davis has been thinking about this very issue for most of his life. Davis is head of the Post-Detection Task Group with SETI, that's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He's also a professor at Arizona State University, and he joins us now from Phoenix. So, Paul Davis, what's the top of your to-do list once contact is made, assuming that happens?
I think it's most unlikely to happen via this Voyager phonograph, I might say, and heaven knows what E.T. would make of it.
If it has a record player.
Right, if E.T. could get his hands on it. So mostly attempts to determine whether or not we're alone in the universe have been done by scouring the skies with radio telescopes in the hope of stumbling across a message. But this has been going on over 50 years, and of course nothing yet, otherwise you'd know about it. And so what we really need to think about is not so much contact in the sense of a little green man stepping out of a flying saucer or even a two-way radio exchange. It's much more supposing we stumble across evidence that we're not alone, that is evidence of alien technology, what next? What would happen to our society? How would we take that new information on board? How would it change our science, our religion, our sense of our place in the universe?
It's a very profound question, isn't it?
Right, you see. So most of us, people like me, I'm a theoretical physicist, and so naturally I think that they would want to know about theoretical physics. And now there is some justification for that, because we'd have no common language. And the language of theoretical physics is the language of the universe. It's the way that nature speaks to us through our, not just radio communications, but light and our understanding of stars and the universe. And so if ET has any sort of technology capable of picking these things up, then they're going to understand the same fundamental principles of physics and mathematics. And so there are certain things that we could send which would disclose our level of understanding of fundamental science in that way. And that would be a start. So in my view, that's the thing it makes most sense to send. The phonograph on Voyager, sadly, is full of things like folk music, and I think there's even a message from the United Nations, none of which would mean anything. You see, I'm sure E.T. would understand nothing of our sport, our politics, or our music, but probably we would share mathematics and fundamental physics.
Well, it kind of leaves us in the realm of fantasy, so indulge me. What is the best Humans Meet Aliens movie you've ever seen?
Well, the one that moved me most at the time, although it's ridiculous in retrospect, was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And I had a sort of soft spot for that in advance because I knew Alan Hynek. He was the one who coined the term Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and he was the scientific advisor to the U.S. Air Force Project Blue Book, which was a 20-year UFO study back in the 60s and 70s. And he wrote a book called The UFO Experience, in which he has a chapter on Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And so I watched that movie with a great deal of interest. And what I thought was new and good about it was, having been brought up in the 50s and 60s on a diet of scary alien stories, it was wonderful to see an upbeat movie about E.T. Not as a threat, but in some sense as a cosmic salvation.
Paul Davis, head of the Post-Detection Task Group with SETI, that's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And before we go, here's a mashup of some of the music that aliens will be able to hear if they ever come across Voyager 1 and activate that golden disc. Thank you. And whether you think it's a good idea or not, what music from our planet do you think E.T. should hear first? Share your song at theworld.org. This is PRI.